This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio today Terry Bruner. He is the State Director for New Mexico for USDA Rural Development. Terry, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Fred.
It's good to have you here. You know, we understand this is really a big year for rural development in making home loans, and that's where I want to start today. Tell us about this program and how big of a year it's been.
Well, we all told for single family housing, not what we would call multifamily housing, apartments and such, but for single family dwellings, we put out more than $70 million in resources to families around New Mexico. A lot of people don't know that the U.S. Department of Agriculture plays a large role in housing for rural communities. If we were a home loan lender like a Wells Fargo Bank or Bank of America, we'd be the fourth largest bank in the U.S. for home lending. That's how many loans we do. And so we had a great year, a lot of output in southern New Mexico in particular. So we're real proud of that. I think we'll get even further next year.
Okay. Give us an idea of how this affects Doñana County. We've had a number of stories on our website, krwg.org, when you've had initiatives in the area.
Well, this is one of those areas of community development that's so important. It works really well with a lot of the economic and development and community development work that we're doing throughout Doñana County. We're really focused on the rural areas outside of the city of Las Cruces. So we finance water infrastructure, we finance some business and economic development infrastructure, but also key to that is housing. And so you can't have a successful, thriving rural community if you don't have adequate housing options for people. So that's why we're involved in this area.
I want to get an understanding of the mechanics of this program. Give us an idea of the minimum and the maximum amount of funds that a person can borrow if they're interested in going through USDA for a home loan.
So they can borrow funds to buy, build, or rehab a home. So they can work through a realtor, or they can work with a developer and or rehab their existing home with our funds. We have basically available in Doñana County up to about $150,000 or $130,000, somewhere in that range. It's determined at different points of the year what we're able to do. But we can finance a full home construction or a purchase, and it goes to low-income individuals. And we're talking about people with an adjusted gross income that's going to be about $40,000 or less for a couple. It depends on how many family members are living in the house. But we provide a 33-year loan at right now a 3.3% interest rate. There's no money down, no mortgage interest payment that you might have at a private loan. And it's a good deal for folks. And it's worked well. I mean, over 50 families in Las Cruces, in the Doñana County area, have taken advantage of this and other programs that we have in housing this year.
Okay. Sounds like a great opportunity for folks who might not be able to get a loan from another institution, from a commercial bank, for instance. So
that's right. So we are a good alternative for that private sector lending. I mean, we certainly encourage folks if they are able to get a loan through a private lender. But, you know, people that are at the low-income level that may not have a huge amount of success going through the private lending, they often come to us. And then one of the key things that we do, because we're the government, is we're a little bit more flexible than you might find in the private sector, but yet our default rates are lower than in the private sector and the commercial lending sector. So we see a lot of good that can be done through our programs. We also, one of the key things that we offer is we work a lot with local organizations like Tierra del Sol or Southwest Housing to give some technical assistance or advice along the way to borrowers. So they provide us good borrowers that have been through a financial literacy class or had some credit counseling or some other things or advice on how to work with a builder. And those end up being terrific borrowers for us.
You've given us a good idea of the income requirements and some mm-hmm. of the mechanics of this loan process. Are there any big issues for people that we haven't talked about in terms of qualifying for a home loan?
Well, the one issue we're seeing across New Mexico, it doesn't matter if you're in Doñana County or up north, is this issue of bad credit. And if we took applications off the street, and we'd probably reject 90% of them for bad credit issues. And so typically the ones that we're able to finance are those that go through an organization that's helped work with their credit situation. A lot of people don't know what their credit score is. They don't know, they haven't researched it. They don't know that they have that credit card they took out 7 years ago that they forgot about, or that bank account that they left in another town. Things that are affecting their credit score, which makes it difficult for them certainly to get in the door from a private lender, but it makes it difficult as well to get government loans. So one of the things we have to do in the state in general is work on financial literacy and credit counseling for all sorts of people, middle, low income, upper income. It's one of these issues that plagues the state and makes it difficult for our residents to access a lot of resources. So we are really trying to bolster and beef up this infrastructure of folks that can help with those issues.
Yeah, very important issue, and certainly something we've done some reporting on, that folks will often also find mistakes on their credit report.
That's
because
right.
There are three different main companies and three different reports that everyone has, and we all have access to that once a year. So hopefully folks will take advantage of that. We talked about loans. Terry, do you also deal in grants or free money for housing?
Yes, we do. And we have a program that's widely used. We have a grant program for home repairs, and that grant can go to seniors that are 62 and older and are at a low income level. So they're going to be an individual with an adjusted gross income of $20,000 or less. And we can come in and help them fix their roof or put in new windows or help with the foundation or a handicap accessible bathroom. And those are great projects, as you could imagine. Those folks that we have that are senior citizens want to stay in their home. They're not interested in leaving the home because of a home repair issue. And we want to make sure that they can continue to live where they want to live. And they don't have to move just because their roof is leaking or their windows are busted. So we go in and we do dozens of these home repairs around the state every year. And it's a real rewarding program that we have. We also have a loan fund available for folks that are not seniors, that are 62 and younger, but they are at the low income level. They can qualify for up to $20,000 in a 1% interest loan to help do complete some home repairs.
All right. Can you give us, Terry, an example of families that your agency has helped? I know because you travel all over the state, there are probably some examples that come to mind.
Yes, there are. And I think that some of my fondest memories are visiting with families here in southern New Mexico that we were able to help. And there was a family in Sunland Park named the Duarte family. And there was the guy who... The father in the family was driving by some home projects that we were helping to construct and thought, well, those look really nice. I don't think I'll ever be able to get in one of those houses. And he asked his buddy about them and was referred over to the housing developer, and it turned out he qualified. And he's got a family and a wife and kids, and he was able to get on a block of streets where we're financing about 20 homes. In total, brand new homes. You could see Mexico from the street there. It's right next to it's right in the Sunland Park area. But he was really pleased because he was telling me, I never ever thought I'd ever have my own house. I just thought I would be renting my whole life. I didn't think it was a possibility. I didn't think it would ever happen for me. And boom, all of a sudden he wound up in this house, and he was real excited. And there was a couple women that I met in Deming, New Mexico, that worked at fast food restaurants. I think one worked at a Sonic and one worked at a Lotaburger. They were single moms, and we helped with them and got them into two brand new homes that were constructed just for them through our loan program. And they also kind of had the same reaction where they said, we just couldn't even fathom that you could afford a home loan on a fast food job. And they just didn't ever think it was a possibility for them. And they were just ecstatic because, you know, it means so much to these homeowners, to their children, to have a place to call home. It's part of the American dream. Having a stable home environment and a family, helps with the entire fabric of the community. So it's really rewarding. All these 150 or so home loans we did around the state all have their individual kind of success story behind them. And it's always wonderful to listen to how these residents got into these houses.
I'm sure a rewarding part of your job.
That's
for
right.
Sure. Where, Terry, can our listeners get more information on the housing and also the business programs that rural development has to offer?
I think the best way for them to do that is to go to usda.gov. That's our main website. They can type in the search field housing or business development, and you'll see a whole bunch of different programs that we offer. They can always call our office in Albuquerque at 505-761-4950. It's 761-4950, and they can get information about any projects they have. If you've got an idea you want to pursue for your business or whatever, you're looking for loans or financial assistance, those are things that we can help with.
Terry Bruner, he is the New Mexico Director for USDA Rural Development. Terry, thank you so much for being here.